I want to thank you for being here and be happy to answer a couple of questions. Well, school choice is important, and school choice is a broad word. We do have charter schools, and that offers an option for some parents. But we can't have that be at the expense of not having performing schools for everybody. So it's a benefit, but it's not something that will solve the entire issue.
So what do you think of the governor's voucher program?
The vouchers are not a be-all, end-all. We need to have a holistic solution. And so we have to focus on some of the things that I've talked about, things like literacy and early education, and not be so concerned that there's one silver bullet, because in public education, there is not one silver bullet. And so what I'm going to do over the course of the coming months ahead is be out in the community listening, really engaging on this issue, and hearing from people about what other things we can do, because there is no silver bullet to solving the education issue.
The state's getting ready to take over a number of IPS high schools, I would say five out of the six, because they've been failing on academic probation for the past 5 years. Do you think the state should step in and take over? Do you plan to attend these public hearings? A lot of community people are also screaming and yelling about the state taking over, even though this has been in the works for the past 5 years.
If that's the law and they have the right to do it, I think now more than ever is when we need the local government and local constituents to be active and engaged and to figure out how we can turn around failing schools as a community with local participation. And that's what I'm going to be focused on over the coming months, is hearing from people about what they think makes schools and the classrooms improve and what kinds of models already are working here, so that when it comes to our failing schools, we can be prepared to really be ready to go with local solutions and local input.
How much of your criticism of the mayor here today would you say is really the responsibility of the superintendent and the school board and administrators?
This is not about pointing fingers, and this is about making sure that we have a mayor who is engaged on this issue. And whoever the superintendent is, the reality is the mayor has got to be engaged in this issue, because this issue is so important to the future of our city. So this is not about pointing fingers at any particular superintendent or any particular person. It's about finding solutions and questioning, and I have an opinion on whether the mayor ought to be front and center in leading this discussion. That's what I want to do as mayor, is be involved and be very engaged in this issue.
You said the weekend column in the Annapolis Star not too long ago about the school funding formula. Formula's been changed, as you know, the money follows the student, and the Gosar formula's out. You talked about IPS losing X millions of dollars, but they've also lost 7,000-8,000 students since 2004. When you say IPS needs more resources, where do the resources come from? Are you taking money? Because there's only a finite pool, so does the money come from other school districts? Does the state dig deeper into its pockets? Does IPS need more money, I guess, is the ultimate question.
I did not say that IPS needs more money. I don't believe that to be the case. But I do believe that no one from Indianapolis really stepped up when those changes were occurring. And just like in business, if you account for a cost over the coming year and then it's taken away but the expense is still there, that's a reality that IPS has to face. And my concern is that the mayor sat on the sidelines and did not echo an opinion on that. And that funding shift, and it's a shift, I'm not talking about adding more, it's just that it's shifted it away, is going to hurt IPS, and we need to recognize that. How IPS fares in our community is going to impact the success or failure of our overall city, because as I said, people make decisions to come to this city because of public schools, and frankly, they make decisions to leave this city in some cases because of public schools.
Is some sort of takeover of IPS inevitable at this point?
What was just mentioned is that the state is looking at some specific schools, not the whole system, some specific schools. And by law, my understanding is they have the right to do that. So as those discussions continue, I want to be a part of looking for solutions. And the solutions can range from having local options to out-of-state options. I think we should have a local solution to turn around failing schools, working with the Department of Education.
Do you think that would help, though? I mean, having the state take over some schools, are you on board with that?
It's the law, and so we've got to make the most out of that. And what I'm on board with is making sure that we are really listening to the community about what things can be done to turn our school around. That's why I want to be active in this this discussion, and that's why I'm launching a series of forums and other ways to get people's input. None of us can accept status quo. Status quo is not the answer, but we need to make sure that we are listening and engaging the community on what possible solutions are.